you're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 355, covering week 8, February 19th to 25th, 2024. Matthew Kosarek from Canonical presented the new composite manager Miracle WM, which is based on the Wayland protocol and components for building mirror composite managers. Miracle WM supports window tiling similar to the i3 window manager, the HyperLAN composite manager, and the Sway user environment. The project code is written in C++ and distributed on the GPLv3 license. Finished builds are generated in Snap format. Functionality includes tiled window management with the ability to leave stylish gaps between windows, the use of virtual desktops, support for reserving screen areas for placing panels, the ability to expand windows to full screen, and support for multi-output navigation and control using the keyboard. Waybar can be used as a panel. Configuration is done through a configuration file. Preparations now begin for the first full release, which will implement support for animation effects, stacked window layout, overview mode for navigating windows and desktops, and a graphical interface for configuration. The WebKit browser engine, developed by Apple, used in browsers such as Safari and Epiphany, GNOME Web, has added the ability to use the Skia library for rendering 2D graphics used in Google Chrome, Firefox, Chrome OS, Android, and Flutter, and supporting rendering with using GPUs, talking only about WebKit GTK and not WebKit from Apple. The porting was carried out by Egalia as part of an initiative to optimize the performance of WebKit GTK for GNOME. The reason cited for the migration was reaching a limit in the process of optimizing 2D rendering performance using the CPU and the need to use the GPU to further improve performance. Valve has announced the opening of the source code for the Steam Audio SDK and all related plugins. The code is written in C++ and published under the Apache 2.0 license, which allows you to adapt Steam Audio to your needs and use modified versions in various products, including commercial ones, without the need to open the source code of the changes made. Developers from the community interested in the development of Steam Audio also had the opportunity to participate in the development and submit their changes to the project. At the same time, Valve will continue to support and develop Steam Audio as before, but as an open project. RAW Therapy 5.10 has been published, providing tools for photo editing and converting images in RAW format. The program supports a large number of RAW file formats, including cameras with Foveon and X-Trans sensors, and can also work with the Adobe DNG standard and JPEG, PNG, and TIFF formats, up to 32 bits per channel. The project code is written in C++ using GTK and is distributed under GPLv3 license. Builds are prepared for Linux as app image and Windows. RAW Therapy provides a set of tools for color correction, white balance, brightness and contrast, as well as automatic image enhancement and noise reduction functions. Several algorithms have been implemented to normalize image quality, adjust lighting, suppress noise, enhance details, combat unnecessary shadows, correct edges and perspective, automatically remove dead pixels, and change exposure, increase sharpness, remove scratches and traces of dust. Light TPD 1.4.74 has been published, focused on a combination of high performance, security, compliance with standards, and configuration flexibility. Light TPD is suitable for use on highly loaded systems and is aimed at low memory and CPU consumption. The project code is written in C and distributed under the BSD license. The developers of Kubuntu have announced a competition among graphic designers aimed at creating new branding elements, including the project logo, desktop screensaver, color palette, and fonts. They plan to use the new design in the release of Kubuntu 24.04. The competition brief states the desire to achieve a recognizable and modern design that reflects the specifics of Kubuntu, is positively perceived by new and old users, and harmoniously combines with the KDE and Ubuntu styling. Admissions will be accepted until April 1st. The authors of the three best works will receive branding merchandise worth $50, and the winner will be awarded a Kubuntu Focus NX Mini P computer worth more than $1,000. Ardour 8.4 has been published for multi-channel recording, processing, and mixing of sound. Release 8.3 was skipped due to a serious bug discovered during the post-branch phase of Git. Ardour provides a multi-track timeline, an unlimited level of rollback of changes throughout the entire process of working with a file, even after closing the program, and support for a variety of hardware interfaces. The program is positioned as a free analog of professional tools Pro Tools, Nuendo, Pyramix, and Sequoia. The code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. GComPre 4.0 is out, a free learning center for preschool and primary school children. The package provides 190 mini lessons and modules, offering from a simple graphics editor to puzzles and keyboard simulator to lessons in mathematics, geography, and reading training. GComPre uses the Qt library and is developed by the KDE community. Ready-made builds are created for Linux, Mac OS, Windows, Raspberry Pi, and Android. GIMP 2.99.18 is available, continuing the development of the future stable branch GIMP 3.0, in which the transition to GTK 3 was made. Also, standard support for Wayland and HiDPI was added, basic support for the CMYK color model was implemented, a significant cleanup of the code base was carried out, a proposed new API for plugin development, rendering caching has been implemented, support for multi-layer selection has been added, and editing in the original color space has been provided. A Flatpak package is available for installation, as well as builds for Windows and Mac OS. GIMP 2.99.18 is announced as the last experimental release before the formation of a release candidate. All tasks planned for the release have been completed and development has been placed in a pre-release freeze state, implying a shift in attention to final testing and bug fixes. GIMP 3.0 RC is scheduled for mid-March and the release is planned to be published in time for the Libre Graphics meeting, which will take place May 9th to 12th. MyLibrary 3.0 has been released. The program code is written in C++ and is available in the GPLv3 license. The graphical user interface is implemented using the GTK4 library. The program is adapted to work on Linux and Windows operating systems. A package is available in the AUR for Arch Linux users. An experimental installer is available for Windows users. MyLibrary catalogs book files in FB2, EPUB, PDF, DGVU formats, both available directly and packaged in archives, and creates its own database without changing the source files or changing their position. Control of the integrity of the collection is carried out by creating a database of hash sums of files and archives. Ubuntu 22.04.4 LTS includes changes related to improved hardware support, updating the Linux kernel and graphics stack, and fixing errors in the installer and bootloader. The package also includes current updates for several hundred packages related to eliminating vulnerabilities and issues affecting stability. Similar updates are presented to Ubuntu Budgie 22.04.4 LTS, Kubuntu 22.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Mate 22.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Studio 22.04.4 LTS, Lubuntu 22.04.4 LTS, Ubuntu Chillin 22.04.4 LTS, and Xubuntu 22.04.4 LTS. Anti-X 23.1 has been published. It is built on Debian 12 but ships without the systemd system manager and with EUDEV instead of UDEV. Runit or sysv init can be used for initialization. The default user environment is created using the ICE-WM window manager, but Fluxbox, JWM, and Herbst-LuftWM are also included in the package. Builds are prepared for x86-64 and i386 architectures. Armbian 24.2 has been published, providing a compact system environment for various single-board computers with processors based on ARM, RISC-V, and x86 architectures, including various models of Raspberry Pi, Odroid, Orange Pi, Banana Pi, Helios 64, Pine 64, Nano Pi, and Kubi Board, based on Allwinner, Amlogic, Action Semi, Freescale / NXP, Marvell Armada, Rockchip, Radska, and Samsung Exynos processors. Debian and Ubuntu bases are used to generate builds, but the environment is completely rebuilt using its own build system. The project supports more than 30 Linux kernel builds for different ARM and ARM64 platforms. To simplify the creation of your own system images, packages, and distribution editions, an SDK is provided. ZSwap is used for swapping. When logging in via SSH, an option is provided to use two-factor authentication. The Box64 emulator is included, allowing you to run programs compiled for processors based on the x86 architecture. Ready-made packages are offered for running custom environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. Diet Pi 9.1 has been published for use on single-board PCs based on ARM and RISC-V architectures. The distribution is built on Debian and is available for more than 50 boards. Diet Pi can also be used to create compact environments for virtual machines and regular PCs based on the x86-64 architecture. Builds for boards are compact and take up less space on a drive compared to Raspberry Pi OS and Armbian. Tools for building and maintaining the distribution are distributed in the GPLv2 license. The project is optimized for minimal resource consumption and develops several of its own utilities. The utilities provide a console user interface with menus and dialogues based on Whiptail. A fully automated installation mode is supported, allowing for unattended installation on boards. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.